Well, from self-driving cars to facial recognition, new technology powered by artificial intelligence is changing the way we live and work and how we make decisions. But what is this rapid rise of new technology doing to our human rights? That's the question a new project from the Human Rights Commission is going to tackle. It's trying to identify the issues at stake before coming up with a final report by late next year. Edward Santo is the Human Rights Commissioner. Edward Santo, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the biggest dilemma when it comes to artificial intelligence and human rights?
Well, we're seeing how our world around us is changing really rapidly. We're starting to glimpse how our personal information can be used against us. Cambridge Analytica showed how that can be used to change the very news we receive. But it's also doing a new thing. It's creating new forms of discrimination known as algorithmic bias.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, that can lock older people out of getting a job. It can mean that certain groups, such as Indigenous people, are unfairly targeted by police. And that is a wholly new thing.
Privacy is a crucial human right. So much of our data is already being shared by government agencies and private companies. So how do we impose a check and balance on that?
Well, what we need to do is be able to control how our personal information is used. If our personal information is being used to provide us a useful service and we understand all of the secondary uses, that's one thing. But if it's being at risk of misuse, that's an entirely different one.
There's a lot of debate at the moment about the federal government's digital health record, MyHealth. Are our human rights protected there?
Well, I think we can do better. The first most important issue is that we should have autonomy. We should be able to control how our personal information is used. Secondly, we need to have strong protections against cyber attack and misuse. And third is, I'm sure Australians are generally pleased about the idea that personal information can be used to improve our healthcare. But if it's also available for secondary uses that perhaps are not very helpful to us, that's a different matter. So, for example,
when you say we need to do better, what do you think the federal government needs to do with MyHealth to improve those protections?
Well, we need first to understand what are those secondary uses. So, for example, there have been suggestions that it can be used if you're slow at paying a healthcare bill to chase that debt. It can be used for a range of uses like that. And that's something that is making people quite resistant to participating in the system. We also need to be conscious that this can be a honeypot for criminals who want to do us harm. And so there have to be really clear, strong, robust protections against that form of misuse.
When we talk about artificial intelligence, we're not just talking about killer robots. Our life is already entangled with autonomous machines, intelligent systems, as you've mentioned, controlled by technology giants. So how do we hold those tech giants accountable in a legal and moral sense?
Well, as you say, our world is being radically reshaped around us, but human rights have not been at the centre of these new changes in technology. We're surrounding ourselves with ever more powerful tech gadgets, but we risk sleepwalking into a world where our human rights are not properly protected. The project at the Human Rights Commission that I'm leading is about responsible innovation. It means we want to take the opportunities presented in terms of growing our economy, but we must be able to hold to account those tech companies and others who could risk our human rights.
Australia doesn't have a rule book, an overarching regulation about artificial intelligence. Do we need to get onto that quick smart, and how do we make sure that it's effective and enforceable?
The first thing we need to do is understand where are the gaps in the law that are currently being exploited. And we need to fill those gaps to make sure that artificial intelligence and other new technology serves humanity.
As we get more human-like artificial intelligence systems and machines, should eventually these machines, these robots themselves, be given human rights?
Well, I think we're a little bit off that. I mean, I think there are all kinds of very exciting prognostications about where artificial intelligence is going. And we can cross that bridge where we come to it. But right now, we've got some very concrete, real issues that we need to deal with. Privacy, I think people start already start to understand. I think what people understand less is that other really basic human rights like equality and discrimination, those are the sorts of things that are in play right now, and we have to deal with those effectively.
Edward Santow, thank you very much for joining AM.
Thank you.
The Human Rights Commissioner, Edward Santow.